3.
Okay, welcome everybody to Tech Talk. It's a special one tonight. We're set up a little different here tonight. We have our live studio, masses of people.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
They're the diehards, and we only had to bribe them slightly. So thank you for participating in this. I am Service Manager Derek. With me, as always, except he's moved position, is
Phil
and
Chris
and
The Voice.
The Voice, who you would not currently recognize. Are you going to be in the camera shot?
No.
Oh, yeah. We've got to get a camera.
Absolutely not.
Nobody wants to see that.
He's got a little bit of a Unabomber vibe going at the moment.
We'll put a picture of Farva up in the...
It's Farva.
It's Farva. I mean, I can mimic him just a little bit.
Oh, you do have it. That's a good look. Well, we love it.
Yeah, perfect.
You've brought joy to all of our lives.
It's been a good week.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hazing and such. So thank you for that. So we're doing a little bit of a friends and family kind of gathering this evening. And some of our HOG members have joined us and some customers have been here tonight. We're having a good time. We're going to start with our questions and comments. I'm going to pick these off. Starting with the someone has been, I think, what do you call it?
They're not. He's been sniping us.
Harassing us, heckling.
I don't know what it's called.
On the internet. What does it do on the internet when you're trolling?
Trolling.
We're being trolled. Thank you, young people, for telling me what that means. Let me put my old people glasses on. This person. First question from them, and I'm sure this is a very serious question. Does a Harley go faster the more chrome skulls that you glue on it? Comment.
100% it does.
Comment.
More horsepower. Baby.
Okay, so there's your answer. Yes, they go faster with more chrome skulls.
Are they Willie G skulls?
All skulls.
Well, if they're Willie G skulls, then they're $300. So hey, that's how that works.
300%
increase. If they're Amazon, they're $19.99, and they fall off after you go over 20 miles an hour. His next question is, can I call myself a biker if I don't any shirts with flames on the sleeves? Phil, you want to answer? Oh, these aren't flames.
Oh, no, they're eagles.
They are eagles. So, caw.
Are the flames his tattoos?
That's a good question. If you don't get the fake biker sleeves with flames on it, you're not a real biker. You want to go with that one?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go with that one. So this person's already picked on chrome, already picked on flames. And then he follows up with this, and this sounds like a bit of a nostalgic trip, so this is kind of nice.
Sounds like he's bragging.
Yeah, he rode to Sturgis in 2002. Oh, he's special. And rode with his dad. That was nice. Went to Denver, spent a week bouncing in the Black Hills. 2 weeks later, he shipped out to the Navy boot camp, so thank you for your service. Aren't you a Navy guy?
I'm a Navy guy.
Okay,
Navy
so you care guy. That this guy's a Navy guy, too?
Not at all.
Okay, there we go. So that's coming from an actual Navy person. Needless to say, Sturgis holds a special place in my memory banks. Good conversation. He must be talking about the conversation we had about rallies, which you said pretty much we don't know anything about.
Probably not.
You know more than we do, but that's appreciate that. You guys are the best. Aw.
We are the best.
All right. Thank you.
And even though you're ignoring my questions, so I call bullshit. I call crap. Because we're now covering your questions. We film this once a month, and it takes us a minute to get to your questions. So if you're going to ask the questions, it takes us a minute to get to it.
Do we know this guy?
Yes. Yes.
I actually do know this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
We may have worked with this man for a while.
The mistake I made is letting people I know that we do this, so they bombard us with things. You'll get to personally blast him on Sunday when we're at the race.
In fact, he'll be in town.
So when he watches this, he'll know we're talking about him. And I already gave him crap for not being here tonight because he's in town. No, he is out of town and he's coming into town, and he should have been here this evening so he could be amongst the audience.
He could have been a special guest, but he didn't want to nut up and come in.
But we're gonna be best friends on Sunday. We're in the Navy together.
You will be.
So there's your answer, Seth. So there you go.
I think I was in seventh grade in 2002.
Yeah, 2002. That predates Harley for me a little bit.
I was already very much an adult.
I was high school.
You were a grown up. Well, you're the old guy on the panel.
I am the old man.
And as all our young viewers out here can admit, you're the old guy.
I am. I'm the old man in the shop.
And they're not speaking up and saying a word, are they? Jack, can you hear me? If you can't hear because he's not mic'd, Jack said, huh. So, yes, perfect. Okay, so speaking of audio, tonight we're going to discuss this box in front of me, stereo upgrades, which is near and dear to my heart. Not really, but that's okay. We want to talk
a
little
bit of audio upgrades. I like a good stereo.
You like a good stereo? Okay, tell me about some good stereo. Chris.
I like a good stereo. My wife is very much an audiophile. She likes a good sound system.
Okay.
My bagger has a rocker system on it that was there when I bought it.
But, R-O-K-K-E-R rocker?
Yes.
Okay.
Available in Drag Specialties. But it sounds great to me. I can hear it at, we'll say, the speed limit.
You can hear it over that super obnoxious exhaust system you have.
The exhaust is a little loud,
yes. Yeah.
But yes, I can hear it over.
All right,
the
that's good.
And the wind.
You got thoughts on audio systems?
Audio systems, none of my bikes really have any audio systems except for my helmet. And I'm running a really old style, so... Do I really like it? Not necessarily. Could I upgrade? Absolutely. Will I? In the future.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's not important. I'm more focused on the riding and the thoughts in my head more than...
That's terrifying.
Yes.
I did install a Stage 3 system on a new CVO recently.
Oh, okay.
And it gave it significantly more bass.
What does that consist of?
6x9s in the rear. And the Stage 2 speakers in the fairing.
And the amp?
And another amp.
And it did have some nice boom to it.
It significantly
increased.
For a saddlebag speaker.
Yeah, a bolt-in system.
And no subwoofer, just a bolt-in system.
That's weather resistant.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the sound system on your KZ?
Straight pipe.
Yeah, that's okay.
Pretty sure there's a Bluetooth system.
Oh,
It does have a speaker. Amazon. You just
it has 6x9.
Okay, on a later episode, you're going to get to see the what do we call
KZ?
It? No, it's got a name.
Furiosa.
You get to see Furiosa in all of its horrible glory. I'm with you, Phil. I used to have on my touring bikes. I'd have stereos, and I've recently converted the helmet. Cardo system with the Rockfords, which we will talk about helmets on an episode two or three away. You're going to go on a journey with us as we do a travel, and the voice and the production crew assure me that the equipment will be ready.
Pristine.
Because if you haven't noticed, we're back to these gigantic microphones.
Speaking of audio.
Somebody was testing our
lapel
mics.
Yeah.
And
might have blown them up.
And they popped. So we're back to these. But we're going to have those for that. And we're going to talk gear and helmets on that trip.
We're on a road trip. We're doing a little road trip with us.
We're taking Tech Talk on the road. So you'll get to see us in all our campfire glory, probably exhausted and maybe...
try and get some decent footage out there while we're riding.
That's the idea. And it will be Pan Am heavy.
It's going to be very Pan Am heavy because it'll be... Almost all Pan Am.
But there's two Road Glides.
Two Road Glides, so that's all right.
So, but back to what we were talking about in the helmets, with the speakers in the helmets.
The Rockford upgrade and for the Cardos.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a very good sound. Because I got that.
I agree.
Yeah.
The Cardos I got came with the JBL, which are a nice upgrade. But man, when I put the Rockfords in, it was like, all of a sudden I had bass. It worked well. I can talk on the phone, which should do when you're riding a bike, but I do anyway. And then hearing the audio, it's a really good sound. And then we found out, because he and I linked on our Cardos, because, you know, we don't do anything unless we're doing it together.
That's right.
When we get near each other with the helmets, they just connect, and all of a sudden he was talking to me in my head without even hitting the button, which is really nice and also really annoying.
I believe our old Senas did the same thing.
I never could get my Sena to work right.
Yeah, well, that...
It's not the fault of the Sena. I was just way too lazy to try to
figure the instructions.
Yeah, I don't want to read it.
The pictures weren't good.
There's too much reading going on there. I just wanted to get it done. Audience, have you guys had experience with the headset stuff? Do you all use any of those? You do. What do you use, Lou?
We have both Cardo and Sena.
You've had Cardo and Sena. Have you noticed a difference between the two?
No, they're both the same.
They're both the same.
He's of use.
There you go.
He was on her bike, I was on mine. You walk a little hill. If you're 100 feet away, you don't hear yourself.
We do notice line of sight is important.
Yeah.
Because, like, I lost him going around the building, but then picked him back up when I got on the overpass because line of sight was there. So that is important on these, apparently. So did you do Cardo to Sena overlap, or were you always the same brand?
Same brand.
Because that's something I want to try, because the Cardos now will Bluetooth to the Senas, apparently. So we're going to try that out, too.
I was going
to
say,
Jeremy said it's a little difficult, but it can be done.
Okay, we're going to try because I've still got my Cena helmet, and I'm going to try to program
it. When he's Cena, he's Cena. So we'll find out on this trip.
We'll see. So if we don't talk to you,
that's we'll fine.
It's because we don't like you.
I'll be quiet in my own little world. Don't want to talk to you.
I was going
to
say, a lot of systems, especially back in the day, I'm sure it's the same now too, they have their Bluetooth setups and then they have their mesh setups, and the mesh setups are actually what work the best.
Yeah,
when you're in a large group, because it
but
will,
Cena can do the mesh as well.
Yeah, they just won't mesh together.
But we tried on the Cena app, and man, I don't know what problems.
I think it was a lot of operator errors.
We went on the whole Big Bend run and didn't get to connect until the last 20 miles.
Well, you need to connect from bike to bike
We were a mess. So the Cardos have been very easy for novice to use, so I will back it on that.
And I like the rolly hand volume control.
Yeah, that's
like
been that. Nice. But back to what we were talking about, like what's in front of me, this is actually, anybody that's on a Lowrider ST out there, that's the soft tail that has the fairing on it now, this is the bolt-in system you can put in that has the Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth module.
Bluetooth.
Have you put one in?
I've put one in, right?
Yep. And he's putting
this one in next week, but yeah.
I thought this is a customer's?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, customer.
I thought it sounded great, considering the size of the speakers and everything. It sounded really well.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nice and loud, and of course, you know, the first thing that a technician likes to do after they've installed the radio is to make sure it works.
As loud as possible.
So these actually, I mean, you can hear it one end of the shop Thursday.
Really?
It's a really good system.
When I test rode mine, the one I did, it had exhaust on it, full exhaust is one, and it still...
Terrible. Is the module built in this, or you got to add the module?
Everything's built in.
Plug and play. You just Bluetooth to your phone.
So you'll just be able, you can find it
it's
with
all your
search?
Phone. Yep.
Oh, right on. I have not used one of these. I've seen them on bikes, but not actually played with.
I'm
it is
pretty
Rockford
sure I'm
going to
do a stage two with that, so we'll see how it really...
What are you putting this in?
It's an ST.
You got an ST? No, not me.
The customer is doing a stage two.
Stage two, handlebars, everything.
It's a big...
And then the stage three, which we have down there for the new bagger.
Can't see it.
Which, again, I know it's a Harley commercial, but as you can see, we're in a Harley dealer. It's what we do. The stage three system for the new Street Glides and Road Glides is your stage two fronts, and then your stage three 6x9s rear with the amplifier and the color match lids, which I do recommend the color match lids from Harley. If for no other reason, rather than cutting them out, they remain weather resistant if you get the lids from Harley.
Right.
Which we've done the cutouts. They're more economical.
They make a good template.
They do.
It's not
the job is not too bad, but
They're not as
water resistant. You've seen
the pools in the saddlebags.
They're not as water resistant.
They're not. So,
at all.
You know, Harley's at least done their homework on that. So, you know, ponying up a little bit for the Harley
color match
saddlebags that fit those 6x9s, it's worth the little extra to get them.
Maybe you can reimburse yourself a little bit and sell the old lids.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I know there's a lot of custom systems out there. We don't do a lot of those here. I've heard some amazing ones. I'm always nervous about the rain.
Anytime I see a subwoofer and a saddlebag, I want to shoot.
That's what gets me is the storage,
lack of capacity.
Hear it.
They don't sound very well.
You in a parking lot.
Okay. But you can't hear it when you're riding on the road. And they just are heavy.
So just like the giant pizza disc front wheels, it's show bike stuff. Yeah. It looks nice, but maybe not the most practical thing in the world. That's my opinion.
You lose almost, if not all, your storage in your saddlebag.
Which, if you've got a touring bike, that's the point.
Rockford Fosgate, they make a subwoofer plug-and-play for
a
saddlebag.
Well, they make one that
drops in and out. But you still lose.
But if you're just bumming around town, you can do that, and then when you want to ride for real, you pull it out.
Exactly. I do like that. Yeah. So
the voice is giving me the finger, so I guess that means what? Yeah, okay. He's not going to say anything. So we've gone on and on about audio. We will discuss another topic next week.
We appreciate it.
One last thing.
Oh, so, is it I'm okay, sorry. Voice?
One last thing.
Say yeah, something.
We good? Okay.
Editing.
I would suggest on things not to do, Amazon purchases of sound bars.
We've tried them. We've installed them. We've removed most of them.
They move them. Or they move. They vibrate. They hit the gas tank. And customers get really upset.
And most Amazon Harley parts not working for you?
Nope.
I have not in my career had any luck with the bolt-on speakers on the handlebars being able to hear them once you get on the highway.
Yeah.
They've been...
Harley or
even
not.
Even JBL.
Harley's done away with them.
Yeah, they don't have the ones they used to do. You could.
I wasn't a big pod speaker fan.
That's it.
You feel better?
I feel better.
You got it off your chest?
I got it off.
The guy that has no stereos on his bikes at all.
Yes.
Want to get that in there.
I had to. I install a lot of them.
That's true. And you have stereos on your bike.
And I like my stereos.
Okay. So there you go. There's our varying opinions that mean absolutely nothing to you all, but we appreciate you listening to us. So thanks for joining us. We're going to do one more episode from here for next week, and then you will see us on the road in a couple of weeks if the voice can get all of our technology stuff figured out. Thanks again, guys.
All right. See you.